Word on Today FM.
Dublin Chamber issued a release today in relation to childcare. Nobody from Dublin Chamber available to come on and actually talk to us about this, which is a bit surprising when they're looking for publicity on it, but there you go. Basically, it said that of the companies that it surveyed in Dublin, 18% were finding childcare challenges as a primary barrier to attracting and retaining employees. 40% said childcare challenges somewhat impacted their ability, and 30% said it had a minor impact on attraction and retention. So you're talking about over half where it really has become an issue. Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of the Irish ISME for Small and Medium Enterprises. Does this type of finding surprise you, or is this what you're hearing from your members as well?
Oh no, it absolutely chimes with what we're hearing, Matt. You know, we talk a lot about gender balance and female talent in the workplace. Perhaps the biggest barrier to securing full female participation in the workforce, particularly women of childbearing age, is the affordability and availability of affordable childcare. There are places where, even at any price, there just aren't places available. So childcare is an absolute necessity for people who want to release at least one person from the household to work. And unfortunately, and especially in the cities, it's just not available at all in some places, or it's unaffordable in others.
But are they not getting around it with things like flexible working arrangements?
Doesn't always work, Matt, and also it is important to remember that working from home is not a childcare solution, and anyone who thinks that it is, you know, that's the sort of thing that frightens employers. Businesses need, even if where a person is working from home, their attention is required at what they are doing. It's not meant to be a childcare solution. So even in situations where people are working from home, yes, employers can work around early starts, late finishes, or vice versa, to accommodate dropping to school or to childcare facilities, but the availability locally and close by, especially close to a school, of affordable childcare is absolutely essential to, especially for the retention of female talent in the workplace.
But are there many businesses that you're aware of who have actually lost people because of this issue?
There certainly are. We're aware of people. I'm personally aware of businesses where one of the work partners is saying, "My partner had to leave," and generally, unfortunately, it's the female. My partner had to leave work because it was economically unviable for her to continue to work and pay childcare. We're talking in many cases about a childcare cost that's similar in quantum to a mortgage or a rent payment, and therefore, unless that person is earning a very substantial salary, it's just not worth the cost of childcare for two people to remain in the workplace.
Okay, Karen Clintz is with us as well, Chief Executive of Tigers Childcare. What's your reaction to this? Because this would seem to blame overly expensive childcare as an issue which is affecting other employers' ability to attract or retain working parents.
Yeah, I think it's a multifaceted problem. So, you know, there's no doubt that childcare it's an expensive cost for families to bear. There is an affordable childcare scheme that is helping that, I suppose, particularly for those families who are most marginalised, so earning under €60,000, they get a good support from government. But it's not the only problem. Cost is, you know, one of the problems. The cost of delivery of the service is very high. And unless government steps in further with more subsidies for parents, you know, that's going to continue. But really the problem is access as well. So we are in an industry where paying conditions are quite low. And so retaining staff is difficult. So to grow this sector, because as you offer an affordable childcare scheme to more and more people want a childcare place. They want to be able to access, but there's just not enough childcare places for everyone. And that is the reason for that, is that we just don't have enough colleagues in this sector.
Why are paying conditions in the sector low? Why don't you just pay better and maybe then you'd have the people that you need?
We'd love to pay better, but profit margins are so low in this industry. So we're not in a position to do that. There's been a JLC, so we have been trying to raise paying conditions. I'd love nothing more to be paying my staff more than they're currently on. But there isn't the profits there to be able to do this. This is a low profit margin sector.
But sorry, isn't the state giving more money to childcare providers to drive the prices down, to cover those costs?
Well, it doesn't cover those costs. So you have two types of funding that come into the sector. The first one is the funding that comes in through the affordable childcare scheme, and that really just, instead of the parent paying, the money is coming from the state. The second bit of money that we get is towards paying conditions, and that's called core funding. And core funding comes in at the JLC level. So that's the level
of... Sorry, what's JLC for people who are not familiar?
The Joint Labour, so that's the Joint Labour Committee. And they were a committee that was put together to higher wages within the sector. And so they now have rates of pay for each individual role within the sector. However, we're paying well in advance of those pay scales at the moment. So we're paying more than them because we have to, because there's a limited pool of people. So we're all competing against one another. But the government money that we only receive is at those pay levels.
Okay.
So it's a, you know, the government commissioned their own report in this Partnership for Good report a number of years ago, well, actually just a year ago. And it states this, that the majority of childcare providers are making very small profits. Some are even at loss levels. There's just not enough money in this sector. We'd love nothing more than to pay our people. They deserve it. They're graduates now. This is a graduate-led workforce. But the money is not there to be able to do that. And until... The biggest thing we need to do is put our hands around paying conditions. If we did that, we would keep the incredible people coming out of college. We are qualifying enough people to keep this sector going, but they're just not staying within the industry.
But given all of the promises made by all the various political parties in the general election, would you be confident that the new programme for government will divert resources to this sector that'll make it easier for you to get the people that you need and to make it more affordable for the working parents of the country?
Yeah, I'm an optimist, so I do hope a new government, given the focus that has been on this during the election, will listen, will really listen and understand and not look at kind of data in silos, but really work with the sector to understand it. Certainly the manifestos gave hope, you know, but they can't just focus on cost here, you know, and on winning votes. There has to be a more long-term look at this industry. We've got really good policy, but there's not enough government money. At least a recent OECD report came up to say that we're spending less than 2.2% of our GDP when we should be spending 1% of GDP, and that's the problem here. If we were spending the right amount of money, you could make the cost lower for parents and you could make sure pay in this industry was the way it should be, and that's what'll fix this industry.
Neil MacDonald from ISMI, how do you believe that the government should put more money into subsidising the sector so as to make it easier for people to afford childcare?
Well, how they do it is actually up to them. We take a neutral stance on it because as representatives of employers, all we want to see is that employees have access to affordable childcare. I mean, the menu, very simply, for the state to follow is they either need to make it directly affordable or to provide affordable state care directly themselves, or they make an economic contribution to private care. In addition to the problems you've already heard, the other one is that those providers who take state assistance have their pricing to their clients controlled. And that's where that squeeze has come in the last 2 years. I mean, I'm aware of foreclosures in South Dublin last week from providers who just can't make ends meet anymore because their wages are being inflated by the state at the same time as they're not allowed to pass those cost increases onto parents, and they're just getting squeezed out of the business altogether.
Thank you very much, Neil MacDonald of ISMI. Karen Clintz from Tigers Childcare.
The Last Word on Today FM.